Novak.
This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Poland says a Russian-made missile fell in the eastern part of the country, killing two people in a blast that marked the first time in the war with Ukraine that Russian weapons came down on a NATO country. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky decried the strike as a very significant escalation of the war. The Polish government said in a statement its foreign minister summoned the Russian ambassador and demanded immediate detailed explanations. A government spokesman said military units were put on alert while officials sought details. Russia pounded Ukraine's energy facilities with its biggest barrage of missiles yet, striking targets across the country and causing widespread blackouts, AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
Video published by a Ukraine presidential aide showed a five-story, apparently residential building on fire in Kyiv. The city mayor says three others were struck too and that air defense units shot down missiles. The strikes followed air raid sirens in the capital and break what has been a period of comparative calm since previous waves of drone and missile attacks several weeks ago. The strikes also follow what have been days of euphoria in Ukraine, sparked by the retaking of Kherson. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
The United States on Tuesday imposed sanctions on companies and people accused of being involved in the production of transfer of Iranian drones that have been used by Russian in attacks on civilian infrastructure in Ukraine. Russian has procured drones from Iran that have been used to attack cities and power infrastructure in Ukraine. Iranian military entities and industries are already under heavy U.S. sanctions over Tehran's nuclear development program. This is VOA News. Tens of thousands of Brazilians wearing yellow and green, the colors of the national flag, gathered Tuesday in different locations to protest President Jair Bolsonaro's defeat in last month's election and asking for the armed forces to intervene.
SOS!
Forças Armadas!
SOS!
In Rio de Janeiro, Brazilians flocked to a regional military facility to denounce what they see as an unfair or stolen election, defying a recent Supreme Court order to free up roads and public spaces. 2 weeks have passed since former leftist president Luiz Inácio Lula da Silva beat Bolsonaro in one of the tightest presidential races with just over 50.9% of the votes. Cuba and the United States are making progress in talks aimed at curbing a migration crisis that saw a record number of Cubans arrive at the U.S. border last year. But those advances are not enough to stem the tide, Cuba's top diplomat said in talks on Tuesday. Deputy Foreign Minister told reporters that despite steps in the right direction, the United States had to yet to address the root of the problem. The U.S. State Department said the talks provide, quote, an opportunity for discussion on mutual implementation of migration accords signed between the two countries. Following the midterm elections, both U.S. political parties are gearing up for the new year. The AP's Ed Donahue reports.
With Democrats remaining in the majority, Majority Leader Chuck Schumer is celebrating the midterm results.
We had a great, happy, and spirited discussion in our caucus. Democrats are ready and eager and united.
For the Republicans, Florida's Rick Scott is mounting a long-shot bid to unseat the minority leader, Mitch McConnell.
I have the votes. I will be elected. The only issue is whether we do it sooner or later.
Scott's unexpected challenge to McConnell comes as Republicans are wrestling over a lackluster performance in the midterms when the party out of power historically sees significant gains. Ed Donahue, Washington.
Donald Trump is set to launch a new White House bid in a few hours from a ballroom at his Florida resort, hoping to box out potential Republican rivals and return his false claims of election fraud to the center of U.S. politics. The United Nations says the world's population is reaching the 8 billion mark on Tuesday. The projection came in a U.N. report released in July that said much of the growth expected between now and 2050 is coming from just eight countries. Half of those are in sub-Saharan Africa, Nigeria, Congo, Ethiopia, and Tanzania. Find more on our website, voanews.com, or follow us on the VOA mobile app. I'm Joe Ramsey.